upon the land. What a glorious thought. Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion 4.
The grandest of all mysteries which the Lord has seen fit to manifest to the world is the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. The fact that he who is the creator of all things should take upon himself the likeness of the creature and walk among men is beyond the understanding of men. The implications of this can in no wise be received nor truly believed by natural men apart from a supernatural revelation. It is well within the power of men to consider that this man who is named Jesus has some divine characteristics, even that he is some sort of secondary figure in a panoply of gods. Yet only by the gift of faith can a man see that this one who is born of a virgin in Bethlehem is the God, the everlasting Father, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Not only is he one with the Father, he is the Father, so that he that hath seen him hath seen the Father, who is of purer eyes than to behold sin, and yet he became sin for us. He who is the epitome of righteousness, and the one who hates the workers of iniquity, did take upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh, and did come into the world to save sinners. The glory of this hidden mystery is revealed in its glory to a relative few. The Old Testament saints knew that a Messiah was coming, and they knew that he would be born of the tribe of Judah, but they did not know what his identity among men would be. When the Lord sent the angel to Joseph, he made mention of his name, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus," and the purpose for which he came, "He shall save his people from their sins." Thus he was hidden until the time appointed, that he was to be called from the womb of the Virgin, as the spotless Lamb of God, who was ordained to fulfill and consummate the purpose of the Almighty in the earth. Whereas the natural man despises the will of God, Jesus of Nazareth came to perform the will of his Father, and to fulfill his law in every jot and tittle, for that elect people for which he was ordained as a Redeemer. The Lord has in all ages communicated with his people by various revelations of his word delivered by prophets. Yet in these last days he has spoken unto them by the one and only true prophet, Jesus Christ, who has come to call his own sheep by name. He is both perfect in his spotless character and perfected in the fires of temptation and trial, as that Son of Man who came as the sinless high priest over the house of God. God has now revealed not only his identity, but manifested his purpose to redeem his people by the work of this one, who was perfectly fitted for the specific task of bringing glory to the Father through the manifestation of his grace and the work of redemption. While this purpose is hinted at throughout the Old Testament, it has now been fully made known in the birth, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of our sin-bearer, advocate, and great high priest, and will see its final fruition when he returns for his purchased possession. The very reason that he called a people his own and made the world was for his glory alone. This is a fact which is disregarded by those who preach for the purpose of saving souls rather than for the purpose of declaring the glory of God in the redemption of his elect. He is identified as one with his people, being their substitute. They stand complete in him, since he has imputed his righteousness to them, and carried their sins and iniquities away as far as the east is from the west. This man Jesus is indeed the Savior of sinners, who is mighty to save. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
This concludes another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor. If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.
Glory to our God.